Home is where the heart is. Welcome home. Nice table with sifter. Shadows and moonlight, that gift of silence with no interruptions of sound. A narrated stillness to see and agree that this sifter is important. A unifier of silica, alumina, in appreciable quantities with other stuff of the earth, perhaps calcium or potassium. Popcorn stitch in green. Their work finished with helmets and skates into the orange light of October, sometimes with a broom, but always with a white linen handkerchief. She herds bees outside to begin the dryer to shrink this green dress of wool, sized to fit a bee queen. Lunchtime. Do we understand the mother? A priest would call her a sinner. Someone who is mopping floors, wiping dishes, gathering wood, ironing the day away, feeds the cat and feeds the dog. A mother offering comfort and suckle and milk, later with spoons inherited from childhood's past, silver wares embedded with meaning and nurture. Deer hunter room, white out on white, a palette for corners, the capture of air stains, remnants of conversations above the bare rug, nearby and to the left of the chandelier. Self-portrait, our haptic Falkland treasure, from the edges where the experience of ideas are, the grace of the silver light of graphite, carbon sister to diamonds, a tutorial in looking, the diagonal marks like a West Side coyote passing through. Homestead. We dream deep of people born in another time. These windows explain what color is the air. This place, a confluence of our generations, predates oxygen on our planet. Foundations dug into sacred places, their traditional territories unseen. Girl, la. Imagined starter pistol startles me, but not girl, la, a girl. The girl already on her mark, set upon a transparent base, with erasure to embellish her resolve, the enigmatic look of face, an inward glance confirming that she is ready to transition from static to kinetic, girl, la. The Venetian mirror. Perhaps sociolinguists are right. Life is a series of conversations. As we get a glimpse of that famous table with the candlelit mirror framing elegance, refracted with questions and a trim of gold. Portrait. A look of dashed off, desperately simple, really this observation of light mid dark tones, an economy of means. Yet there is this person, I am looking at this face. No understated smile of Leonardo's portrait. I wonder, who are you? Looking out, the obvious portal to non-linear time. We become Tiresias, a blind seer standing still in places crowded by us. Perhaps standing in the afterthought of waking from a dreamy psychodrama, or watching something still falling from the sky. Jonah and the whale. Gold watch and designer tie. Jonah dresses for success, no time to waste, succeeding, consuming of a bottom line. Then Jonah ran away and was somehow redeemed in a belly, quite probably bewildered by God or by a mother, saving her hardest questions for last.